This chazor zeich nefesh b'achachas v'shvag v'em yichudim zeich v'chulun daf pei zayin. Zok the mishnah, someone shechted a chaya or bird and did not cover its blood, and someone else saw the uncovered blood, he's chayav to cover it. If one covered the blood and then became uncovered, he's potter for having to cover it again. If the wind covered the blood, there is an obligation to cover it. Zok the gemara b'raisa says, Pasuk says v'shofach v'chisa, which teaches that the one who shechs is the one who should cover the blood. How do we know that if he didn't cover the blood and someone else sees it, the other person has to cover the blood? Pasuk says v'oimar levnei Yisrael. This is a warning to all Yidden. Another b'raisa says the pasuk says v'shofach v'chisa, which teaches should cover the blood with what he used to spill the blood, meaning his hand. This teaches that it should not be done with his foot, so it's not to treat the mitzvah disgracefully. Abraya says, the pasuk says, v'shofach v'chisa, which teaches that the one who shechted should cover the blood. It once happened that before the shechet could cover the blood, someone else came and did so. Rabbi Gamliel made the person pay 10 golden dinars to the shechet of having deprived him of the reward. Did he have to pay him for depriving him of the reward for doing the mitzvah or for the bracha? The difference would be regarding birchas hamazon, if someone had to pay for depriving someone else of doing that. If it's for the mitzvah, it's one mitzvah. If it's for the bracha, birchas hamazon, it's four brachas, and you have to pay 40 golden dinars. If the Gemara once happened that a tzaduki ate a meal with Rebbe, and Rebbe asked if he would be staying for birchas hamazon or would rather take 40 golden dinars and leave, tzaduki said he wanted to stay. A baskel called out and said the kaishal bracha, meaning benching, is worth 40 golden dinars. Rabbi Yitzchak said that family of tzaduki is still among the prominent people of Rome and are known as Bar Luyanus. Mishnah said, Kisa v'nizgalo. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, why is this different than returning a lost item where the Vidash in the Pasuk of a Hoshev, the teach, it has to be done again and again, even 100 times? Rav Ashi said, the Pasuk over here says, v'chisahu, which limits the obligation to one act of covering. Mishnah said, Kisahu haruach. Rabbi Bar Chanan, the name of Rabbi Yechanan, said it only needs to be covered if the blood became uncovered again after having been covered by the wind. If not, there is no obligation to cover it. In fact, even if it becomes uncovered, since it was covered by the wind, it has become rejected and should not be obligated again. Rav Papa answered, we see from here that there is no concept of rejection regarding mitzvahs. Ein dichoy etzel mitzvahs. In fact, why is this different than the Brisa that says if someone shechs and the blood becomes absorbed in the ground, it has to be covered? And from the Brisa is talking about a case where the outside of the blood in the ground is still noticeable, the Rishuma Nikr. Zakt the next Mishnah. If blood of a chay or a bird became mixed with water, if the mixture still looks like blood, it's considered to be blood, it has to be covered. If the blood became mixed with wine, we view the wine as if it were water, meaning if there's enough blood in the mixture that if the wine were water, the mixture would look like blood, it has to be covered. If the blood became mixed with blood of a behema or the wound of a chay, which doesn't have to be covered, we view the other blood as if it was with water. If there's enough blood in the mixture that if the other blood was water, the mixture would look like blood, it has to be covered. Rabbi Yehuda says that blood cannot nullify blood, and therefore if even a drop of blood of a chay or a bird was mixed into a large amount of blood from a behema, the mixture would have to be covered. Zok the Mishnah, the blood that splattered or that it's on the knife has to be covered. Rehuda said that's only when that's the only blood that exists to be covered. However, if there's other blood, then one is potter from having to cover the blood that splattered or the blood that's on the knife. Zok the Gemara Mishnah regarding the blood of a carbon says, if blood of a carbon became mixed with water, then if the mixture still looks like blood, it's considered to be valid blood and can be used for zrika. If the blood became mixed with wine, we view the wine as if it were water. If there's enough blood in the mixture, then if the wine were water, the mixture would look like blood. It's kosher. If a blood of a carbon became mixed with blood of an animal that's not a carbon, with the blood of a chaya, we view the blood as if the other blood, as if it was water. If there's enough blood in the mixture that if the other blood was water, the mixture would look like blood, it's kosher. Yehuda says that blood cannot nullify blood, and even if there's a drop of carbon blood was mixed into a large amount of blood of an animal that's not a carbon, the mixture is kosher to be used for zrika. Rav Chiya Bar Abba, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said the mixture of blood and water is only kosher when water fell into blood. But if blood fell into the water in small amounts, every drop of blood becomes batel as it falls into the water, and the mixture is therefore not valid as blood. Rav Papa said, with regard to the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, even if the blood fell into water, there would still be a requirement to cover the mixture because there's no rejection of mitzvahs. Even if the first drop becomes batel, when the later drops then join and make the water become the color of blood, it again becomes a subject of the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Zok Mar Vayter, Rehuda, name of Shmuel said, blood that is any type of red can be used to bring a kapar with a carbon, can make something mukhshar lekabel tumah and is subject to kisei adam. In fact, the ruling regarding being used for zrika of a carbon was already taught in the Mishnah. The ruling regarding kisei adam was already taught in the Mishnah. And the ruling regarding mukhshar is also obvious, because if it's considered blood, it's mukhshar. And if it's considered to be water, it's mukhshar. So which however we look at this, it's mukhshar. After Mar Yehuda was teaching regarding a case where blood mixed with rainwater, which is not mukhshar, and teaches that that once it's any type of red, it's mukhshar. Once he takes the rainwater and mixes it with blood, his taking the water shows an intent for use, and therefore even the rainwater becomes mukhshar. And Fatimar Vasi of Narbil said he's referring to the clear part of the blood, which, if it's reddish at all, can accomplish these three things. He said eating this clear blood would make one chayiv in karis. The Gemara says this is only if there is at least a kezias of regular blood. A braisa says that this clear blood even gives off tumas oil. The Gemara says that's only if there's a revius of regular blood. A braisa says all liquids of a mace are tar except for its blood. Any of its clear blood that has reddish to it gives off tumas oil. In fact, my Mishnah says that liquids that come from lenient sources of tumah and that come from stringent sources of tumah become a rishon. Presumably, the lenient source refers to a sheretz or zav, and the stringent source refers to the mace. This contradicts the braisa and the Gemara. The lenient source refers to the sheretz. The stringent source refers to the zav. Why is the Rabbanim guys regarding the liquids of a zav but not of a mace? And from where people don't separate themselves from a zav, so Rabbanim had to be geyser. However, people do separate themselves from a mace, and therefore there was no need for the Rabbanim to be geyser.